This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The price for higher education these days, have you heard? It's somewhat exorbitant. But a funny thing happened in a 400-acre cornfield in the panhandle town of Groover, Texas. They're harvesting scholarships. This may be one of the most innovative merit scholarship programs we've ever heard of anywhere in Texas. Troy Siegler is the superintendent of Groover ISD. I trust you're not putting your students to work in the fields, because that just wouldn't be right, I don't think.
No, sir, we're not making them go out into the fields.
Okay, so but this new program, I say new, it actually got its start with a donation of land by a well-known bachelor a couple of decades ago, I guess.
Yes, sir. Not in the late 70s, early 80s, Carl Nelson. When he passed away, he donated this section of farmland to the school.
Now, you could have just sold that land off and made a little pot of money out of that and, I don't know, built some scholarships around that. Why didn't you do that, and what did you decide to do?
Oh, sure. The price of farmland has skyrocketed, mm-hmm. and the school could have probably made about $1 million off of this if they did sell the farmland.
Right.
But ultimately, this man donated this to the school in hopes that it would not just be one lump of money that is here and then eventually is gone, that this can be used over and over and over and over again. So at that point, we decided, you know, we really can't sell this gift or give this gift away.
So I suppose you could lease it out to other farmers. Did you try that?
That's what the school did from the end of the 70s all the way up until 4 years ago. When this program, the farm scholarship program, started, it had just leased the farmland out and was banking $25,000 to about $25,000 to $30,000 a year was what it was, the leased price was.
So someone there decided that wasn't enough, that you could make a whole lot more and maybe turn it into what, college scholarships?
Absolutely. And that was relatively a cheap price for renting a piece of land like what we have. And so at that point, we decided, can we come up with some innovative way that we can help benefit our kids at our school and maybe be something that is attractive to other people that might bring them to our small town?
Now that you're actually growing these crops, how much are you, what's the yield like? I mean, in terms of dollars and cents?
It will basically roughly net $400,000 a year.
Wow. And how are you guys distributing that $400,000? This is what I think is really interesting.
Yes. Well, we decided, well, if the community is giving up their time, their energy, and their money for this, we want this to be something that the kids that get involved and do more actually get more money. You could walk the hallways of Groover High School and you could still get some money. It won't be as much as a student that's involved in multiple things. So we set up a merit system where students earn points starting their freshman year. So basically, the more you're involved, the more points you earn. Ultimately, in the end, the more money you're going to get.
So first, how much are we talking about here, and how many students will be getting scholarships?
It's based off of 16 hours of tuition and fee at West Texas A&M. So that's roughly, I'm saying, $4,000 for 16 hours. So that would be the maximum you could get. And it's going to pay for 8 semesters. So a kid could ultimately, if they got the max every year, they could get $32,000 roughly over a 4-year span.
$32,000 for graduating from Groover and having a high number of points. Sounds like you're growing something very special there in Groover. Troy Siegler is the Groover ISD superintendent, talking about a Groover Farm Foundation scholarship, which is helping lots and lots of students, scores of students, in the North Texas town of Groover pay for school. Mr. Siegler, thanks very much.
I do greatly appreciate y'all taking the time to get a hold of us and just really excited to visit about this with anybody. And so I appreciate y'all calling us up.